Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. On our program, we constantly wish to exalt Jesus Christ. And today we're going to talk about Christ the King in this lesson and the one that will follow tomorrow. Now, a king is a ruler over a kingdom. His authority is supreme in that kingdom. He is sovereign. He is unsurpassed. He occupies his throne, and he indicates his power and his dignity and his rank. Now, the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is king, and he's ruling over his spiritual kingdom. He has all power and all authority. He has been given preeminence. He is reigning from his throne, which Stephen has preached is in heaven. Friend, Christ is king now. He is king today. His kingship is a basic and fundamental matter concerning the central personality of the Bible. And this refers to a specific role that he, the Son of God, performs. He is king over his kingdom. Now, his kingdom and his kinship, they had been prophesied many times in the Old Testament. For instance, in Genesis 49 and verse 10, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." Now, the scepter is a staff of authority, and it belongs to the king, and it would belong to Judah. Well, Jesus was of the tribe of Judah, and he would be a lawgiver until Shiloh come. The word Shiloh means peace, and Jesus was announced to be the Prince of Peace by Isaiah because he brings the spiritual peace between God and mankind. Now, it was said unto David, "And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers," in other words, after David, after you are dead, "I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 and 13. Now, this was not a prophecy of Solomon that was to come. It was a prophecy of Christ. Solomon became king before David died. This prophecy had to do with a descendant of David, whose reign would be forever, and Solomon's reign, of course, didn't reign forever, and it would be after David was dead, and it would be of the seed of David. Well, Jesus was a descendant of David, according to his genealogy in the New Testament, and he sits on David's throne. You see, David was a type of Christ, and Christ is the antitype. David's kingdom was an earthly kingdom, but it was a type of the kingdom, God, the Lord's spiritual kingdom, that the Lord was established, according to the prophecies of Ezekiel and Hosea. We read in Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 5, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." Jeremiah 30 and verse 9 says, "But they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them." Of course, Jeremiah lived many years after David had long since died. He was not speaking of the real David. He was speaking of the seed of David. The one who would serve and reign after David's death would be a seed of David, and he is called the branch. Zechariah referred to him in this same manner, and he provides very significant information. Zechariah said, "And speak unto him, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the Branch, he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and shall bear the glory. And he shall sit and rule upon his throne," and notice, "and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both." Friend, please take note that the one here who is called the Branch would be priest and king at the same time. He would sit on the throne and build the Lord's temple and would be a priest and king at the same time. Now, there can't be any doubt that the New Testament teaches Christ is priest now, and that shows that Christ is king now. Notice that the Branch is the same name earlier mentioned by the earlier prophets, that this Branch would be a seed of David, and he would sit on David's throne. But let's turn from those earlier prophets to Isaiah. The kingdom was again prophesied in Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2. The scripture reads, "And it shall come to pass in the last days," that's the last age, the last dispensation, "that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it." Friend, the term mountain, that's a figurative term. It refers to a government. Here is the forecast of the establishment of the government of God. Verse 3 of Isaiah 2 reads, "And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways, and he will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Friend, the government of the Lord is the church. The church is his kingdom. The church is his temple. And the church was established in the city of Jerusalem. And it is out of Jerusalem, out of Zion, that the law of Jesus Christ went forth. He was the founder of the church. He is the builder of the church. He is the head of the church. In Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 1, we read, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." Now notice the man Jesse. Jesse was the father of David. Jesus, in his genealogy, was the seed of David. Therefore, he is the one that is the stem of Jesse. And he is called again the Branch by Isaiah, as he was by Zechariah and Jeremiah. Paul specifically referred to this prophecy, the one found here in Isaiah 11, in Romans chapter 15, when he said, "And again Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall arise to reign over the Gentiles, and in him shall the Gentiles trust." Now, the inspired Apostle Paul applied that prophecy to Christ. He showed that Christ was the stem of Jesse. He showed that Christ is the seed of David. He showed that Christ is the branch of whom it was prophesied that would reign not only over the Jews, but also the Gentiles. It was the Christ that was called the Branch. Now, we noted that the one who would be king would also build God's temple. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 teaches that the church is the temple of God. Also, this is taught in Ephesians chapter 2. Christ built the church. Therefore, Christ built the temple of the Lord that was to be established. Christ is the head and the founder of the church. He has been given preeminence over it all, Colossians 1 and verse 18. Now, as Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government in peace there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Well, what I have read to you, friend, are few of the Old Testament prophecies concerning the coming of the kingdom of Christ and how Christ would be king, the one of Judah, the seed of David, whose kingdom would begin in Jerusalem, having the reign over Jew and Gentile, called the branch and the peace of Prince of Peace, the one who served as king and priest at the same time, the one who's the founder and the head of the church, the government of God. And with all of these prophecies pointing to a coming king and to a coming kingdom, well, we can understand the expectation of the Jewish people for a kingdom to come, even though they misunderstood the spiritual nature of that kingdom. Now, we have to note the references connecting Christ to the throne of David. The concept of David was first introduced in 2 Samuel chapter 3, when the earthly kingdom of Saul was to be taken from him and given to David. David was promised that his seed would reign forever. Now, the seed of Solomon didn't reign forever, but the seed of Christ did reign forever, will reign forever. Solomon's kingdom ended with Rehoboam. Now, the one to reign would reign while David was in the tomb. Therefore, his reign would be before the resurrection of Christ. Now, why is that significant? Because there be those that say that Christ is not king yet, and that he's going to come, and there's going to be the resurrection, then he's going to become king. That's not what this prophecy says. This prophecy says Christ would be king before David, or after David died, and before he would live again as he would live again in the resurrection. And inasmuch as the resurrection would occur at his return, we know that the reign that is prophesied would be before the Lord's return, not at the Lord's return. It would be while David was still in the tomb, not after the Lord's return, not after the resurrection of David. The throne of David, friend, is called the throne of Israel. It's called the throne of the Lord. It's called the throne of God. It's called the throne of Christ. This refers all to the same throne. And if his kingdom is his, obviously the throne is his. Friend, the kingdom of heaven is the same as the kingdom of God, and it's the same as the Lord's church. It was announced at the birth of Jesus that he would sit on David's throne, Luke chapter 1, 32 and 33. When Peter gave the meaning of David's prophecy, as he did when he preached his sermon in Acts chapter 2, he showed that it had reference to Christ, who assumed the throne, and he assumed that throne after his resurrection. Well, in our next lesson, we're going to point to others who pointed to Christ as king and the church as his kingdom. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.